Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Michael Spiral Deserves Rights, Andy Lott, Daniel Williams, Heather H, Evil Angel, Vivian Starlight, Coney's Mom, KJB, Kato, Planets and Magic, Mariada, Stephanie Simon, Melissa Ponce, Olivia Pugh, Tatiana Beck, Brittany, The Paper Librarian, Kira Apple, Lena Williams, Danny. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hi there. It's Tim, Captain Big Time Meredith. This week I'd like to extend a very special thanks to our outgoing lead editor, David Devereaux. David has been with us for some time now and done some excellent work. However, he's now moving on to new projects. Something about wanting to see the sun again. I wasn't really listening. In his place, I'd like to welcome our new lead editor, Maddie Searle. May the board preserve and keep her.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma. Tension detected. Security alerted.
Yes, well. What do you want? What do I want? About time we got on with that.
Hello! Hello! Ooh, atmosphere in here. Ooh.
What? No.
What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing happened, Atro. We're fine. Everybody's fine. Everybody's had a lovely time.
Have you ever been fine, Trexel?
I was fine once. I remember it was about 7 or 8 cycles ago, and they forgot I existed, and I lived, you know,
He was fine, and then something happened, and he took it out on everybody else.
Okay. Ooh. Well, why don't we pack that attitude right up?
Employees must pay for extra attitude storage.
You know, this is great.
Fine.
You've had a falling out, I can tell.
We've had a fining out.
Yeah, we're fine.
We're so fine.
It's all fined
up. It's all fine.
Well, good. It's fine. I'm glad it's fine.
Like the sandpaper you'd use to really finish a piece of furniture. It's very fine.
Boys, we're going to play a game.
What?
Yep, we're playing a game.
Oh.
Playing a game together, all of us.
Why? Why are we bothering
because
with these games?
We are learning. You are becoming better. Well, you're not. I'm trying to help foster your salesmanship. Okay.
Salesmanship.
Yes.
I'm a good salesman.
Trexel.
I don't need help. It's him. It's him.
What?
It's he.
Me.
It's he. The slimy clone boy.
No,
over
it's
there.
Just all your lying lessons about lying.
Nah.
Right. You two.
Fine.
Fight over. Fight over there. I need to set some things up. Okay. So I'm just going to bring this.
Okay. Right.
Have a trolley.
Is that a dress up box?
It's something, you'll see. Right, so I'm just going to lay this out here.
What is that? Planets and Protagonists?
Just pull a chair up around the...
Great.
Fine.
...the table here.
This seems really in-depth all of a sudden.
What are these strange cubes?
Those are dice, David Seven.
D6 dice detected. Security alerted.
Dice.
Instruments of learning.
What are we doing here, Atro?
Explain, I will explain. I'm trying to set it up. Just...
Are those little figurines?
Hacho, how have you had time to prep all of the people that you must be dealing with and managing with? Why do I feel like you turn up and there's just all for us?
This one looks like me in a funny hat.
That one looks like me also in a hat
gentle,
that is funny.
Gentle. These are important. And I have more time to spend with you. The Stella Firma thought, you know, it would be good if I spent a little bit more time on just you two. So I'm spending...
How much more time?
Just more time with this particular sales team.
What I'm saying, Hardrow, is how much more?
I'm spending time on you, Trexel. Stop. It's my job to interrogate. Questions no more.
Okay, no more questions from old Drexel Geist.
Do you forget yourself? You forget yourself.
I'm sorry, Hatcher. I just...
Now, when I wear this cape...
That is a bespoke cape.
That's a lot of stars on that cape.
That's a fancy cape. I want that cape.
That's my
gold
cape.
Trim.
It is for the guide. So from now on, I'd like you to call me Orta.
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 Is that Hartrow backwards?
Drexel, do not forget yourself or I will remind you.
I apologize, Orta. You are all powerful and all knowing.
Incorrect.
Right. So what we have before us, this is my Orta voice of Orta.
Right.
What we have...
Am I still David?
No. Am I still Drexel?
If you would
Orta,
just...
Orta, we beseech you for knowledge. Who are we?
Orta will make all clear soon. You are... Drexel.
I know
you...
I'm Drexel. Hello.
No. You are Chauncey.
I'm what now?
Chauncey. Here's your figurine.
Right.
You are a travelling merchant.
I'm a salesperson.
You're a travelling merchant. Listen to Orta.
A travelling merchant is a salesperson. Chauncey.
How would you know? I don't know your name yet, David Seven.
This is David.
Well, I know, but you're about to be given a name.
Is Lambert the Seventh.
What? Lambert the Seventh.
You're Lambert the Seventh.
Lambert.
Yes.
What a stupid name.
What if I wanted to be called David instead?
You can't be. David?
I don't know who David is. I am.
Thank you.
Lambert.
See, that's the spirit.
Chauncey remembered his name really quickly.
Lambert the Seventh.
Lambert's going to be better at this than Chauncey.
And you, Lambert the Seventh, are in charge of merchandise. So you are in charge of taking care of the wares that Chauncey, the travelling merchant, is going to sell.
My assistant.
I'm
my lowly assistant.
Head of merchandise.
Head of merchandising.
Am I head of merchandising?
No, you're the foot of salespeople.
No, I am a...
You are the bum of selling things.
Orsha, actually, I think you'll find that Lambert is...
It's Orta.
Subservient.
My name is Orta.
Orta.
I am your benevolent guide here on Orb 9, which is the orb, which is where we are.
We're on Orb 9, so Chauncey...
We're in Stella Firma.
No, excuse me. Lambert the Seventh. We are in Orb 9.
No,
You have been sent from your floating planet in the sky by Fella Termus. He sent you here to...
Who is this fella?
Fella Termus.
Sell your wares on Orb 9. So you need to sell your wares.
Is this not all just a bit silly?
Yes, good question. Is this not really stupid?
Okay, the next person that interrupts my game is going to get beaten.
Yikes.
Beaten. With things.
Yes, Orta.
Yes, Orta.
I will throw the dice at you. I will make them embed in you. Thank you. Right. Orta, now where was I?
We were on Orb 9.
Yeah, on Orb 9. And your duty is to sell your wares. You also have an inventory in your satchel, which Lambert the Seventh you carry.
Oh, because I'm head of merchandising.
Yes. You're the carrier.
So I've got all the merchandise. So if I don't give Chauncey any merchandise, he won't have anything to sell.
Yes, well, if I didn't give Lambert a job, Lambert would have been surplus to requirements and surely killed in a pit. Ow! I've had a die thrown at me.
I did warn you. Now, focus. No more outbursts.
Right.
I haven't even gotten to the game yet.
Right.
I'm just trying to tell you how we're starting, okay? It's
David.
Just simple. I've spent some time on this, and I want to play the game, okay?
David, okay? I think we should try. She's getting quite agitated. I think we should just try and go along with this as best we can, okay?
Fine.
Good. Okay, fine.
Inside your satchel, you will find that you have your wares, and you also have some rags to polish them, and you have 6 signed photos of the intergalactic philanthropist and all-round hottie, Baffin.
Ooh, Baffin.
I just threw those in because I...
Baffin is yum.
I like them. I think they're very good. They are our prized possessions.
Right, Wigwig.
Lambert likes to stick them around the place for all of the people to see. Then he takes them down and rags polishes them again. So
Chauncey,
they're all very shiny.
Chauncey feels like maybe he's overrated, but fine, you know, that's my wares. So fine, I'm selling them.
They are the most expensive things in our inventory.
Fine, okay, fine, all right.
And they're very popular.
Yes, good.
Right, so we begin...
Is that all we got?
Yes. Your wares and
with,
your...
We are travelling around Orb 9 with 6 signed copies.
And your wares.
And our
and
wares.
Wares.
Oh, we have further wares.
Yes, and rags to polish them. I will present you with challenges which you need to overcome and sell your wares.
And
always
this will help us
sell. Yes.
Right.
We sell in fiction and we sell in life.
Okay. No, okay. Fine. This makes complete sense.
Yes.
Of course it does.
Yes. No, I was agreeing with you very wholeheartedly. Look. Yes, Autar. What are the other things of the game?
Well, so you can solve it by your entrepreneurship. Okay? So like selling and advertising and blah, 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 you know. Or you can sell it through compliance. So how well you go by the rules and how well you follow the order of the universe.
Right.
Also, you can do things like run, jump.
Punch. We can punch.
Yes, maybe.
Okay.
Yes.
Trexel does do that quite a lot.
Yes.
To the client, so.
Punching is for closers.
That brings me to the fact that Chauncey's character has quite a medium. I'll give you a 2 for your calisthenics.
Okay, so I can do a punch, but after a while I'm a bit tired.
But your, you know, your compliance isn't so good.
No, it's not.
So that's
yeah,
a
that
1.
Scans.
No.
And your entrepreneurship
is a million.
I'll give you a 3 because I had to put
3?
It. 3. I had to put it somewhere.
Could I have 4?
Could you just give him another 1?
No.
Well, it would ruin the game, but I could.
Okay.
It would ruin
all right,
the
3. So 3's the best, though.
Lambert.
So 3's the best. I just want to say 3's the best.
Yeah, but Lambert has a 3 as well.
In
compliance.
I know
all, right?
All the rules. I'm very good at the rules.
Right.
Like when the beeper goes off and the flashing thing does a flash. I know all about them.
So that's your strongest one. Your medium one is entrepreneurship.
Yeah, I'm always pretty good at that. Yeah.
And your last is your calisthenics.
You weak little
not the
worm.
I don't walk much.
You're a wobbly little worm.
Wobble worm detected. Security alerted.
I am quite wobbly.
So let's play.
Enhanced roleplay holovision initiated. Ooh.
Okay,
I brought you something to wear.
Okay.
Is this a jerkin?
And I have a little sort of, a bit of a hat and a bit of a beard. I just guess I'll
sort of all in one.
Yeah, I'll just
pop this
over.
The beard attaches to the hat.
My hat. Okay.
Well,
we just treat it like life.
Okay.
This is your new. This is your life. This is real.
Real.
This
okay.
Is real.
Okay. Wait. So, can I start? Or do we have to do voices?
Yes, that's important.
Yes,
I have a voice.
An auto. Yeah, you Lambert. I forgot the best bit. Oh, okay. Chauncey, anytime you touch alcohol, it turns to water.
I don't want to play. I don't want to play this game.
This is your special ability. You don't know how it might help you.
Such a special ability.
All of
those water cocktails Chauncey enjoys.
And Lambert the 7th.
Yes.
Let me do my auto voice. Lambert the 7th, you also have a special ability. Whenever you think of a sock, it appears.
Oh, what a power.
No, I didn't think of a sock.
What a little power that is.
I didn't think of any
socks. Socks for Lambert.
No socks. There are no socks here.
Oh, our wagon is piled with socks from all the socks you've been thinking about. I can barely see our wares.
No, I pushed them all out the back of the wagon. And they fall in a horrible puddle.
Oh, apologize.
They're all dead socks.
I apologize, Lambert. We're going to have to stop the cart and pick up all of the socks. I get out of the cart and quickly and efficiently pick up all the socks and put them into the back of the wagon.
Oh yes, well, it's such a shame that all of the fluid on this planet on Orb 9 is actually vodka, but every time you try to drink from a puddle, turns out it's just dirty scum water.
This appears to be going suboptimally.
Okay, I'm going to throw dice.
Is that a good thing?
Yep, do not flinch. Just receive the blow.
Oh.
Stop talking while I'm trying to do my game.
They're
I spent
really
a lot sharp. Of time on this, and you're just going on and on and on and jabber, jabber, jabber. I haven't even put you on the planet yet. I've just told you about it.
Oh, so we don't have a wagon?
No.
Wait, so there aren't any socks?
Yet.
Hello, I'm Orta. Welcome to Orb 9. I heard that you've travelled from far away to sell your wares. Come, Chauncey and Lambert the 7th, down my waggly road. Ooh, look it, this is the center square. You need to get a market stall in the center square. But oh, Big John John won't let you unless you impress him. How will you impress Big John John?
Okay, well, I think I'll take point.
What's your voice?
I think I'll take point on this one, Lambert. What? I'm doing an impressive voice.
Impressive is a relative perception.
Okay. I'm going to impress John John with my entrepreneurial skills by presenting a business case as to why I, Chauncey, greatest and mightiest of all the merchants of the stars!
Do the voice!
All the merchants of the stars will have the best market store there ever has been, so I want to do a presentation.
Okay, you get to...
Three dice for entrepreneurship. Okay. Right, I rolled 2 sixes and 2.
Ooh, Chauncey, that's so good.
So my presentation works really well.
Yes, it was the best presentation that Big John John's ever seen.
Really?
He falls over dead.
Oh, John John! Oh. John John, no! John yeah, John, you had so much to live for!
Usually happens when Trexel tries to do anything.
But Big John John's wife comes up and says you can... I'll do her.
You can have Big John John's stall, and here's a glass of wine to celebrate.
Oh, thank you. I just bring that to my lips.
Oh, it's water.
It's turned to water.
Looks like it's happened again, Chauncey.
Is that your Lambert voice?
What? Yes.
You're gonna do that. Isn't that gonna become grating and irritating for everyone involved?
Glass houses detected. Careful now.
What do you mean? I've got a very nice voice.
David, It'll work.
I throw my now useless glass of water onto the floor and I say, thank you, kind market woman. I apologize for murdering your husband with the force of my skills.
But the presentation was so good that she's just happy to have you there selling your wares.
Prithee, nice lady, was your husband perchance a clone?
You can roll a dice to see if he was a clone.
But it was just a question.
It's just a question.
I make the rules.
Sorry.
He's rolling dice.
Lambert, roll a dice.
Finding things out is very rules maker-y.
Yes, it is.
So I'm going to roll compliance.
That's only...
3.
No. Oh. Let's do 1, though, because it was just a question.
What?
If you...
Wouldn't that make it harder?
It's a question and you only get to roll 1 die if it's a question. Don't forget your voice.
Feels like the rules are changing.
Well, I'm going to try and follow the rules, I suppose. I'm rolling 1 die, so...
I do some press-ups to try and impress the John John lady's wife, and I do it with a...
Ooh,
2!
Is that good?
Oh, poor Lambert the 7th.
It's a failure.
What?
The lady says... Whatever you do, don't think about a sock.
What?
Oh, I'm not thinking... and there's a sock. Oh, look. Lambert, you know your condition. Stop thinking about socks. We can't sell any more socks.
What condition, Chauncey? The condition of being better than you?
No, the condition of thinking about socks and making them exist.
Well, I can make infinite matter, so that's great.
I try and find a bar.
What are you looking for? A library full of water?
There are so many socks that the 2 young adventurers get kicked out of the centre square. And they mosey...
Didn't we just get a stall?
Yes, but
you
ruined it with all your socks.
What? You said that I did socks.
Well, if you could just
you
stop...
You made me make socks.
You keep thinking about them. I
I'm not
say
thinking
you
of any
think
socks.
About
I'm not thinking of any socks.
David's
not thinking of socks. Lambert the 7th is not thinking about socks. He's thinking about flowers.
Ortrock.
It's Ortar.
Sorry, Ortrock. I don't like...
Ortar!
Ortar! Sorry. I'm sorry.
Should
Archer.
Be.
I'm really sorry, Ortar.
Honestly, it's not that hard.
Ortar!
I'm sorry, Ortar.
Follow me down this wobbly trail and I'll lead you to a place to wet your whistle.
Oh, good. Oh, wonderful. That's what I've been waiting for in this world. Says I, Chauncey.
Is it called the watering hole?
It's called the universe's end. It's a pub.
Wonderful. I walk into the pub confidently and decree, it is I, Chauncey, merchant venturer and captain of industry, and I demand victuals.
Lambert says,
Chauncey, isn't it our job? Because you might have forgotten about your job, you probably turned up to it late, or just ignored it for absolutely no reason except that you're a selfish person.
I used my calisthenics to pick up a chair and smash Lambert across the head with it. I've got two
in calisthenics.
I've got two in calisthenics. I'm going to roll, right?
Autar says yes.
I got a 5 and a 3, so I think that's a success. I pick up a chair and smash it across Lambert's stupid head.
No!
Lambert the 7th receives a heavy blow to the head.
What?
With no way to defend himself except to think of a...
cake!
Oh, bored.
A sock,
a
you
sock.
Fool.
A sock!
Oh, well, now I'm thinking of a sock.
Oh, look! Oh, there's so many socks now filling this tavern. Would anybody care to purchase this dearth of socks? I'm using my entrepreneurship to
Are we just forgetting that you hit me over the head with a chair?
You're unconscious.
Yes.
No one cares
about you. I try and get...
Lambert the 7th lies unconscious
what?
On the
I'm
floor.
Just unconscious now.
A beautiful barmaid appears behind the counter.
I sidle up to her and say, "Hey there, chicken. Want to dance?"
What even was that? Security alerted.
Remember, you're supposed to be trying to sell things to her as well.
Want to dance with a value sock collection? And I try and sell the socks with my entrepreneurship.
Okay. So, you're going to try for the 3 again?
Well, yes, I'm going to play to my strengths. You know, I'm a salesman.
Okay,
I'm selling things.
You can't just say entrepreneurship. Like that covers everything like an umbrella. You have to describe what you're doing.
Okay. So Chauncey... leans on the bar, reaching towards a glass of brandy.
Am I still unconscious?
Oh, no, you're back. You can come back.
Oh, brilliant. I'm going to try and get Chauncey arrested.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to sell to this barmaid.
I'm going to try and get Chauncey arrested. Because he needs to have consequences for the things he does.
Well, maybe sometimes people don't need to have consequences because life's unfair and other people need to accept that.
So, do you remember why you're here? What's the whole purpose of this game? What are you meant to be doing?
Beating Lambert at selling wares in Orb 9.
You're working together. He's your helper. He makes your wares nicer. He fixes them up. He shines them.
Well, I try, but Chauncey just refuses to help at all.
All right. How about this? I try and sell my wares by rushing over to Lambert and shouting, Lambert, what a terrible accident. I must help you up and lead you to the bar. And I lead
yes.
to the bar in order to impress upon the young maiden that I'm a helpful, wonderful man who might also have socks to sell.
Okay.
What do I have to roll for that, or?
I would call that compliance.
It's like
the rules of the universe. Karma.
But I want it noted that I am trying. I've got one die here to try with, I am trying.
Odds aren't good.
Good luck.
Right, okay, I'm trying to help Lambert up.
Oh, good. After knocking him down.
So you need a 5 or a 6?
Yes, okay.
Oh, what a shame.
That's a 3.
That's a 3.
Chauncey fails, like everything in his
Chauncey
life.
Chauncey gets arrested.
But I was just trying to help. David, I'm trying.
The Orb
you hit
nine,
me over the back of the head with a chair.
I overreacted.
The Orb 9 police come in and they take Chauncey away. And all that's left is Lambert the 7th.
Oh,
the wares.
Excuse me, barmaid. Could I interest you in a picture of intergalactic heartthrob and dilettante Bathin?
Ooh.
Right, so he has... Yeah,
it's signed.
Let's use...
Lambert has to roll 1 for entrepreneurship. Or 2, was it?
I have 2 in entrepreneurship.
Roll 2 for entrepreneurship.
That's
Ooh.
A 5 and a 2.
Gorgeous Gaia, the barmaid, loves Bathin.
Doesn't everyone?
She buys all of your photos.
All 6? Oh, isn't that successful?
Warning. All profits, imaginary or otherwise, must be handed over to the board.
Why, thank you kindly, gorgeous Gaia. Enjoy your 6 photos of Bathin. You should probably put them up all around your bed, so when you wake up in the morning, you are surrounded by Bathin's nipples.
Nice.
Back out on the road, poor Chauncey's lying in the gutter.
I've been beaten by the local law enforcement because they have no sense of justice. I have been trampled upon by not one, but 2 cart horses whilst lying in the gutter. I have 3 broken ribs, and I'm feeling sorrowful.
But up they get, and the little travellers move on down the cobblestone.
Covered in mud.
Yes, it's been a bad day.
And my ribs are broken.
Boo-hoo. You should have rolled better.
Yeah.
I used my calisthenics to try and bind my ribs.
On to the royal baths. Doo-doo-doo. And they travel down to the great Orberto's royal baths. Now, here are a selection of different pools. Each pool you'll see is a different color and has a different temperature and a different sort of rumbling bubble mixture. You need to choose which bath is the correct bath that holds the royal Orberto.
So what you're telling me is we've come here to find a bath to bath in.
Word crimes detected. Security alerted.
Yes.
Great.
But don't choose the wrong bath, or it might be the end of you.
How do I evaluate what's the right bath?
You can ask. Ooh, ask Orta questions. Ooh.
I'll just ask Orta questions, and then maybe Orta will help me, and maybe I'll make a right choice for once in my life. Maybe Trexel will make a choice, and things will go well. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe Trexel will just not make a choice. Maybe Chauncey will not make a choice. Maybe that will be the right thing to do. I'll just stay here, inert, like a tortoise, in the middle of a crossroads, doing nothing, because if I do nothing, nothing can go wrong. I retract my arms and legs into my shell, and I stop moving.
Unauthorized tortoise detected. Security hare alerted.
Fine. No. Yeah, fine. Lambert also comes in and finds Chauncey retracted into
Use your Lambert voice.
Leave me alone, Lambert. Leave me alone. I'm a hibernating tortoise.
Oh, Chauncey. Well, although you mess up an awful lot, you probably mean well, despite not ever acting like it. But, yes, okay. Why don't we work out which pool to go into together?
But I'm going to ruin it. I'm going to ruin it, Lambert. I always ruin it.
Don't worry, Chauncey. Yes, you mess things up. But I kind of get the sense that you sometimes try. And you did save my life that one time in the oubliette of Orb 7.5. So, fine. Let's get you up and we'll work out how to do it together.
Chauncey's arms and legs gently extend from his shell and he gets it.
Right. Well, lucky for you, I read the manual of this bath and it included a map on the back. So let's
Where'd you get that?
I took it from the plinth at the front which said, "Welcome to the baths. Please take a complimentary manual."
Unauthorized MacGuffin detected. Security alerted.
I rolled compliance?
Let's test. I didn't say you could do that.
I believe it feels
a bit like you've just made some rules up in the game on your own, though.
Well, I think that Lambert, using his compliance skill, has found a helpful map guide to the baths. So let's let him roll.
What? Excuse me? This is my game.
We're following your rules.
But I didn't...
Autorogog.
Orta!
Ooh!
I will throw the dice when I need to make a point. Right, I'll let you have this one. Okay, you can roll dice on this one, but after that, don't invent little maps unless I put them in.
Okay, well, thank you, Altar. There's a 6, a 4, and a 2. So that's a good...
That is a success.
Fine. You get a map. Part of the map has been ripped, though, because...
Which part of the map?
With all the pictures of the pools on it. So you have the descriptions of the pools, but you don't know which ones they go to.
Okay, so what are the descriptions of
pools? There's 10 pools.
10?
8 of which will burn you instantly alive.
Wait, what kind of bath is this?
It's a terrible bath for those that try to get past that should not come past.
I like this, yes. It's a terrible bath. A terrible, terrible bath to bath in.
Okay, I get
what
you're doing.
People don't like it.
We know you don't like baths.
It's a failing bath.
2 of the baths, however, are delectable. And if you get to those, then you can sell all your wares to the royal family.
Okay, and are there any indications of which the 2 baths would would be, or do we just...
Well, if you had the whole map, of course.
Well, I go and get another map?
Can we do that? Can we just keep on doing things again until they work?
I don't know.
You could, but it would spoil the fun.
Just go up to a bath and look at it, and I'll tell you what it looks like, and then you decide what you want to do, okay?
Okay.
Here's an idea. How about Jauncey finds an orderly and tries to barter with them with a pile of freshly imagined socks?
Okay, right, fine. Yes, okay,
so,
well...
So Lambert needs to think of some socks, Lambert. Oh, so many socks. So many socks. And now I walk over to the orderly and say, "What ho, good sir.
Hello.
I see your feet are uncovered and chilly on this stone floor, are they not?"
I don't normally wear anything on my feet.
Well, perhaps today is the day you should change your life, young man. And I present to him a kindly, well-woven pair of socks, like that a parental unit would sew for a child on maybe, let's say, their 12th birthday.
How do you present them? How would you present them, Chauncey? We'll use calisthenics.
What? No, this is entrepreneurship. This is entrepreneurship, surely.
No. Do you flip in the air? Do you sneak around him and present them from behind?
Okay, I've got it. Chauncey is going to hide behind a nearby plant pot and leap out, holding the socks, shouting, "Socks for you!" And that's how he's going to do it.
Okay, well, we'll roll and we'll see how it goes.
Right.
That's a
one and a two.
Orta's very unhappy.
What does this mean?
One and a two is a critical failure.
What does that mean?
The man gets so scared when you fly out from behind the pot that he takes his...
Well, I take my fishing line and I snag both Chauncey and Lambert 7 and I flip them into the pool that eats them up.
Couple of things, Autar. So you're telling me not only does my critical failure kill Lambert, but we are killed with a fishing pole with dual hooks that this pool attendant happens to have.
I am not a pool attendant. I am the guard of the royal family.
Well, that wasn't made clear. I thought I found a pool attendant.
Orta knows all. She would have told you if you asked.
Well, fine. No, I suppose we're dead and
over. We're dead and the game's over.
So Orta no longer, Hartro now.
Enhanced roleplay holovision terminated.
Now Hartro only, Orta gone.
Because Lambert and Chauncey...
Dead
now.
Well, I can't help it if you kill yourselves on level 3. I had 8 other challenges for you.
You killed us.
I didn't
kill you. You threw the dice. I spent a lot of time on this. I organized this whole game. I wore outfits and you ruined everything.
Fine.
Give me that. Give me the clothes.
Fine.
Take the clothes.
Spoil everything.
Well,
sorry, Hartro, but you it was quite obliquely ruled and it feels like you were kind of quite punitive in the way that you managed it and... Did you want us to fail?
Do you think maybe you overthought it a bit?
Maybe you overthought it a little bit.
Excuse me. No. I thought about it precisely the right amount of thinking. I created an opportunity for you to become better salespeople and you just ruined it.
Well, now we've failed, Hartro. What happens?
I think you know what happens.
No.
Chauncey.
Oh, Hartro, please. No, Hartro. My jaw's just recovered.
No thinking of socks will help you now.
Oh, God.
I am deeply uncomfortable right now.
Well, you can have one too, David. You should have played my game better. And there we go.
The rare double footing.
I do what must be done.
I think that was the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Really?
I think so. Genuinely, yeah.
How?
That literally cannot be the case.
I'm taking my game and I'm going now.
It's lovely to see you, Hartro. I suppose we'll see you in a bit.
And this is for you. Thanks for playing. Oh. Signed picture of Bathan, just so you remember your foolish attempts.
Thank you.
Can I keep the little figurines?
No!
But they're quite nice.
David, you can have the picture of Bathin.
Ooh, thank you very much. I'm going to put that in the drawer.
Well, that was eventful.
I'm not quite sure what just happened.
No one will ever be sure.
I think, David, it's best not to question this one too much. Do you know why?
Because we'll get a foot in the mouth.
We'll get a foot in the mouth. Did you like the foot in the mouth?
I made it very clear I didn't.
Well, in which case, just let's just push on through, because I get the feeling this might be kind of all Hartrope's got right now, so I think it's going to be a full on.
Right.
And, well, I'm sorry.
What?
What? You shut up! Goodbye!
Wait, was that did he just apologize? Fine. I'll take that. That's improvement, I guess.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Hartrope Hiltz was played by Jenny Halford. This episode was edited by Elizabeth Moffat and David Devereaux, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.